Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to another episode live of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. My name is Sandrine. I am the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a non-for-profit here to help humans remember the truth about their sovereign multidimensionality and how to channel their spirit guide with great precision so we can learn how to co-create with our family of the light. Because I don't know if you're aware of this, but all of us have a highly supportive crew out there in the astral realm. And this highly supportive crew, we can call them our spirit guides, but some of us also have a High Council of Light, which is a highly organized collective that is here to help us activate our purpose on this planet. So mission souls, light leaders, have a High Council of Light. Every human on the planet has spirit guides, but not everyone has a highly organized High Council of Light. So if you're a light leader, if you know that you are here to serve during the Great Awakening, the ascension process happening at the moment, most likely you have a High Council of Light. So if you are joining me live or on the replay, please remember to support me and my channel by following me as well as sharing this episode with your friends. And of course, you can comment because I absolutely love getting to know you, reading your comments. And if you have any questions, also feel free to ask as I am here for you. So today, I will share with you three of my personal tips on how to refine your channeling abilities so you can already solidify your relationship with your spirit guides. So the first one is that your spirit guides are here. I always say to my students in Iria School of Channeling that it is important to connect from the body in this time and space reality. It means that I do not encourage trying to leave the body and astral travel. It is absolutely wonderful, for example, to go out there and do UFO sighting. I really like it as well, but I don't want you to think that to communicate with your spirit guide, with your family of the light, with your star family, you actually need to look out there at the stars, that you need to leave your body. No, no, no. The more you are present in your physical body, the more you understand how to embody your own multidimensional soul, the easier it will be for you to ground in this reality and therefore to call more of you to life, to bring more of your essence in your body. It is so lovely to see you here. Thank you, Renato, for being here from Bulgaria. Thank you so much for joining. I'm very happy to see you live. And when you connect with your spirit guide, feel your body, really perceive that they are all around you, because a lot of them, I don't say all of them, but actually a lot of our spirit guides are already present literally around us. They just reside in different planes because they vibrate at a different frequency. One day we will be able to see them more clearly. Some people can already, but at the moment, most of the time, it is not possible because they choose not to show themselves fully because our nervous system cannot handle their frequency. We would pass out, and many humans might even have heart attacks because, like, whoa, it is crazy. And I want to share with you something that happened to me about 2.5 years ago, actually. I moved into a new apartment overlooking the sea, absolutely stunning, and I was guided by my High Council to live there for a little while because there was a gigantic portal that needed me, but I also needed to connect with that portal. And oh my goodness, it was the most beautiful place ever. overlooking the sea and the mountains. And as I moved in that apartment, I had a big box that I was emptying on a kitchen counter, and behind me were double glass doors that you could open and look at the beautiful view where the galactic portal was. And as I was unpacking this box, I suddenly felt a frequency shift happening, and my whole body went into this reaction mode that gave me goosebumps, but also I felt like sweat dripping down my back. And it didn't last long, but I was like, oh my God, like there is something happening here. What is it? I could literally feel my nervous system reacting strongly to a presence. And I turned around, and what did I see? I saw a gigantic Arcturian being of the light, one of my family or friends, you know, and he was tall and standing there, like reaching above the double door. And honestly, it lasted like just a few seconds. But what happened is that I felt, you know, like all the blood being drained out of my body, like in this kind of like fight or flight reaction, because I was so surprised. It was like so crazy to see this Arcturian standing there. It was so out of the ordinary that my physical reaction, my physical body went into freak mode. It was like, oh my God. And I just stood there and I felt everything happening in a split second, and the being kind of disappeared, if you want to change frequency. And then the Arcturian say, and this is why we don't show ourselves to humanity yet, because the Ascendrine, you are trans-channeling us. You have been connecting with us since you were very little and for a very long time. You even were taken on ships when you were a child, but yet look at the way you react. You nearly passed out, dear one. So if we were to show ourselves in humanity, it would bring mass casualties, and not because we are at war. No, 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 just because we come in peace and we want to show you our love, but you cannot handle seeing us already. So it was a really good lesson for me, because since then I have been doing a lot of nervous system regulation practices, and I am ready to see them, but I also know that they will only show themselves when they know that I am ready and that humanity is ready. Saying that, if you want to connect with your spirit guides, with your High Council of Light, with greater levels of precision, use your body. Feel them. Use the skin. Use the feelings of hot and warmth and goosebumps and attraction and repulsion to create this very vivid, this very embodied experience. And then simply, you know, ask questions, like open your heart, say, oh, I would love to know about this, like who are you, where do you come from, or who I am, where do I come from, what is our connection, why are you here. So to me, the first tip that I want to share with you today, and something that you might not have thought about before, is connect to your spirit guides here, not so much out there. Yes, of course, if you want to look at the stars and talk to them and look for UFOs and so on, go for it. You know, there's no problem with that. But also remember that this connection resides in yourself. It resides in your heart already. These connections are present. This is your family, okay? And this takes me to the second point. And this is something that my students in IRIA are really working on, and that I am continuously reminding them of, because as we work in IRIA School of Channeling, which is a one-year certification program to become an extraordinary channel of light, so we can refine our way to co-create with our High Council of Light and the frequency of our purpose. Because if you don't know this, your purpose has a frequency, like an angelic frequency, if you want, that you co-create with. And your High Council of Light is here to help you understand this purpose and anchor this purpose on the planet, because you are here to serve humanity. So if you are here as a mission soul to help humanity in the ascension process, remember, it means that you have a High Council of Light, and it is highly beneficial for you how to learn, how to co-create with the different members of your High Council so you can download this purpose, which is a unique body of work that you are here to bring to this planet, because your community is waiting for you to rise up to the occasion, to amplify your leadership and to really show up, you know, fully, you know, in your pure, amazing spiritual essence. So very often, when my students come and meet the High Council of Light, they're like blown away by the members that are there. Because the members that are present in the High Council of Light, again, this is a highly organized collective that has joined forces to help you activate a higher purpose, which is different from spirit guides. Spirit guides, it is not as highly organized. Spirit guides, they come and go, and usually it's a smaller number. So you might have a feeling already, if you work with spirit guides or if you work with a highly refined Council of Light, if you are a light leader here to help humanity in the ascension process. So when we meet our High Council of Light and also our spirit guides, often we can be really impressed because we can see like very advanced Pleiadians of our star races. We can maybe meet dragons and also ascended masters and angels and archangels. So all of them, they really are here to help you refine your channeling abilities. And as they help you refine your channeling abilities, they help you understand what you are here to be doing. So I would love to invite you to sit in meditation and to connect with them and to realize that every time you feel that you are not good enough, that your spirit guides might think that you are not doing things well, that they might become impatient with you, that they might like, oh my God, you know, like she or he's always procrastinating, like she, he, or they are never really doing what they are supposed to be doing. They are not on the right path. Like a lot of people come to me and have these kind of projections. Oh, I think I pushed my spirit guides away. I pushed my dragons away. I pushed, you know, all of them away because, you know, I'm crazy and I did this in the quantum and Sandrine, what's going to happen to me? And I'm like, No. All of that are your own human projections. Remember that your High Council of Light, your spirit guides are literal beings of the light. It means that they have transcended duality. They have transcended separation. They still live in duality because duality resides in all dimensions, but the first dimensions or the 12th dimensions, you know? So duality is simply present here as a way of co-creating, as a way of evolving, right? But our spirit guide and High Council of Light, they don't know separation template. They don't show on contrast. Basically, they are not mean and evil and horrible to us. So it is very important to realize this thing. Every time you think that your spirit guides or that your High Council of Light is fed up with you, is impatient with you, or is judging you, it is a great opportunity for you to dig deeper and to realize that it is still a plugging present within you that is creating separation, that is creating a fragmented consciousness. Because no, your spirit guides and your High Council of Light, if you have a High Council of Light, are beings of love. And as beings of love, they have an infinite amount of patience, of compassion, of kindness, but of course, also of loving support that is going to say, come on, Sandrine, like, let's do this. You can do it. Get out of your comfort zone. You are safe. We've got you. So basically what I have realized for myself and the people I coach, and especially people that are part of my high-end programs like Iria School of Channeling, is that we end up quantum jumping realities very fast. And why is that? Because it happens in an organic way. It is not something unhealthy. It is something that is natural. We are meant to evolve pretty fast, actually, especially during the age of Aquarius, which has now officially started, right? Because our spirit guides and our High Council of Light co-create with our soul and they continuously mirror our own light. So as we learn to
bring the unified field back, to work from a united consciousness and not a fragmented consciousness anchored in separation and pain template, it means that it is much easier for us to receive the messages of love and support and encouragement from our spirit guides, because they continuously, they are saying, come on, you can do it, have faith. How would you live today if you knew that the universe had your back always, that the magnetic juicy desires that are in your heart are all the seeds planted by your soul to help you activate highest level of embodiment on this planet? I share here because I know what life becomes. I live this way. So I have quantum leap reality over and over. And it's like it happens because all of a sudden you're in a reality and then you look back and it's kind of like, you know, intellectually how it happened. But at the same time, it happened so fast, so effortlessly, with so much support and magic that you're like, oh, my freaking goodness. It's like, it's kind of like, I can't believe that this is my life now, but yet I'm living it. And it's like, it's, you know, it has happened. It's the proof of it. And when that gets repeated over and over again, it's like, oh my goodness, it is possible. Like quantum leaping realities is possible. And to me, the most important way to do it is to do it as you co-create with your soul and your spirit guides, because you have this supporting team in the field continuously helping you along the way. So when you refine your channeling abilities, when you understand how to consciously co-create with them, then you can do it with precision. So then when your fragmented consciousness and the part of yourself that is still processing density, trauma, doubts, limitations, and fears, and so on, when that part of you becomes exacerbated, you know exactly how to handle it as an angel in a human body, an angel who is co-creating with their family of the light for a higher purpose. Therefore, it is easy to alchemize density. It is so easy. This is what we are learning in Iria School of Channeling at the moment. We are in the quantum healing module, and believe me, it is revolutionary. Like, my students are having so many light bulbs, so many downloads, and deeply transformative experience. It is absolutely wonderful to witness and so yummy to be a part of. So when you connect with your spirit guide, remember, the first thing that you might not know is that the spirit guides are here around you and with you. So instead of trying to get out there to leave your body or to communicate up always, communicate through your body, within your body, using your body. The second thing that you might not know that's very important is what I have just explained. Your spirit guides are beings of love. Therefore, every time you project something about them that is negative, thinking that they are not going to help you any longer if you continue, I don't know, like if you continue drinking alcohol or eating meat, or like if you don't, whatever is happening in your mind, making you think that you're not good enough for them, basically. No. You are an angel. You are here to remember how to co-create with your family of the light, okay? They are here to support you as an equal. That is the second thing. The third thing that you might not know is that every one of your spirit guide has a specific role, a specific function. And that sometimes, like, one of them can do many things, like all of them can do many things, because they are multidimensional beings of the light after all. So it is important for you to learn to refine your channeling abilities so you can be highly efficient in the way you actively co-create with your spirit guide or your high council of light if you have one. So how do you do that? You sit in meditation. It is the same as hanging out with your family and your friends. The more you spend time together, the more you ask questions, the more you receive answers, the more you listen, the more you keep your heart open, the more you cultivate the connection, the deeper the connection is. So I would love to invite you to really feel into the frequency of having this amazing love affair with your high council. It's just like you're getting to know these amazing beings that are here for you, that devote their lives to helping you activate your purpose on this planet, not only for yourself, but also for humanity as a whole. Because a High Council of Light, remember, is a highly organized collective that is here to activate a high purpose, a purpose that God said, like, we need this to happening on planet Earth. Now, how is it going to happen? Who helps? A highly organized collective then comes together, becomes a High Council of Light. You sit in that High Council of Light as an equal to all of these members. If you have one, remember, not everyone has a High Council of Light. This is light leaders and mission souls. So people that are really here to create and amplify their leaderships as light workers, light leaders, and so on. So when you are like this, it is very much as you direct a meeting, you need to know who is present. You need to know who is sitting around the table, because some will help with understanding what the purpose is about. It's like translating. Some Palladians will say it's about this, 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 and that. And maybe the Arcturians will say yes. And from our perspective, it's also about this, 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 and that. You sitting there also channels your high purpose. So you say, oh, and I perceive this. And then dragons, ascended masters. Everybody is here to have like a really well-rounded, grounded understanding of your shared purpose and how to embody that. So if you don't know how to connect with them, it's like all of these resources are lost. They are not used. You know, they're just there and they are just waiting. Again, they're waiting with patience. They do what they can in the quantum, because of course your soul also co-creates with them in the quantum. So there is a lot happening already in the quantum, in the astral realms, but you don't know what's going on. So there is very little that is actually happening. When you know how to sit with your High Council as an equal to them and lead the meeting, you can ask precise questions. Some people will say, look, the souls that you are here to serve, your community is really needing to hear this right now. So you know what to speak about on social media. You know what to offer as a free event to call people in. They can say also, they talk about the relationship with money. They can share about the dynamics happening on planet Earth. They can talk about so many things, but also they will call you upon elevating all areas of your life. So these areas vibrate at higher levels of frequencies, because when we are a light leader, a mission soul here to help humanity activate the new Earth, the new golden age, it means that we cannot leave any stones unturned. It means that all areas of life need to be elevated and increased frequency. Because if we have a very conflicted, low frequency, dense, toxic relationship with a partner, if it's not going great on other levels, if we are completely ignoring our health, ignoring our diet, if we are not exercising, if we are have a very distorted relationship with money, for example, it's going to be really hard to increase frequency and quantum jump reality, because it's literally like having a shackle or ankle. It's like this heavy weight. So when you know how to co-create consciously with your spirit guides, with your High Council of Light, it means that you can ask for help in all areas of your life, and you can call specific ascended masters, star races, earth elementals. You can say, look, this is happening there. I need you to do this, 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 and that. Please guide me on this. I'm not sure how to have better communication with my partners, how to support my children, how to attract more money, how to heal this trauma that has been present. So get to know the roles, the functions of your spirit guides. It is so much more playful and ecstatic. And also, you can know more about yourself. You can ask, you know, like I ask, why do I have Arcturians, Andromedans, Palladians, Sirians, Luavians, dragons, and so many ascended masters in my field? And then I go into I feel and perceive, and I see, they show me, like I go onto these beautiful timelines of having life with Isis, life with Hathor, life with Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and Jesus Christ. You know, I go on quantum journeys on Arcturus and Sirius, you know, with the blue avians, and I see and I know. It's like, so it is consciously reconnecting me to my multidimensionality. It is consciously helping me to activate more of my powers and the gifts that I have developed and anchored in so many lifetimes to now, I can have them, you know, just right there. And not only for myself, of course, but for all of you guys, because I share that. I share that, you know, as free content here, all across my social, like YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, but also in my offerings, such as Iria School of Channeling. Iria School of Channeling, remember, it is my most advanced curriculum. It is a one-year journey, which is deeply transformative. And me and my High Council of Light, we help you become an extraordinary channel that can consciously co-create with your High Council of Light to refine your art. So if you are a healer, a Reiki practitioner, a ceremonialist, if you work with plant medicine, with sound healing frequency, if you are already a channel or a psychic, but you want to refine your art, Iria School of Channeling is for you. We have an amazing, thriving community experiencing many beautiful quantum shifts. All of them now are applying what we learned, because this school is literally to teach you to be better at your art. So we work together, we practice our channeling art, and I'm there to help you refine like how you see, how you feel, how you perceive, to overcome the blocks that you have into anchoring your purpose on this planet. So it's a lot of live transmissions. We meet nearly every week, not every week. At times we have weeks for integration, but we also have live events, we have embodiment sessions, we have guest speakers, we have trends channeling session, and so much more. So if you are interested in joining Iria School of Channeling, remember, you can contact me. It is an evergreen program. So when you are ready, you join and you receive so much support from me and my High Council, as well as the other students present there, which are all beautiful light leaders already anchoring their higher purpose. It's so lovely to see you live. Thank you so much for commenting. Yes. I like the picture behind you. Thank you very much. I have a dragon. It is like opposite. I have a dragon there. And behind me, the blue being is a Syrian friend. And the purple being is Arcturian friend. So I also have this beautiful painting over there that I really love. And I have a little statue of Mother Mary and baby Jesus and a dragon. The other little one is a dragon there. Some questions do not relate to the content today, so I'm not going to read. Oh, yes. Yes, we have many different connections because as, so here to answer this question, you name my lineage except for dragons. I don't know about any yet. This is like infinite quantum. So there's an infinite amount of realms and realities and star systems and dimensions and planes of existence. You know, like I share extensively about that in different containers because I love the architecture of life, and this is something that I am called to share a lot. So like all of us, we are multidimensional beings. It means that our oversoul network, our higher self, projects in a multitude of realities at once. We also have alternate realities. So this is why we have connections with many different lineages, star races, ascended masters, earth elemental, dragons, fairies, and so on. Because some of us exist in, like all of us, we exist in other realms. So when we understand that, and when we learn to channel our own soul, our own oversoul network, which is also called higher self, it means that we learn to channel our own self, which is like greatly empowering and fascinating. But from that, we can also start connecting with an extended network, because a lot of our spirit guides and High Council members are actually our family. They are our friends. And at times, they are also us existing in other realities. The Arcturians and Syrians that I trans-channel are a part of my oversoul network. So when I trans-channel with Arcturians or Syrian frequency, I'm actually actually just transferring myself, myself living in another frequency. This is absolutely fascinating. And if you are interested about this, I highly encourage you to apply for Iria School of Channeling. I will put a link below this video as well as on my podcast, if you catch up this episode on my podcast, so you can see all the information there, and then you can apply, because this is for application only, this school, because we just want to make sure that the curriculum aligns to your soul and your highest purpose right now. Yes, so like the difference is that I saw, like, can you explain why you felt surprised when you saw the being in your home and you don't when you go see them in the High Council? It is because I see them and I sit with them in the High Council in the quantum. It's in my meditation. The blue being that was standing in my door was physical. It was a physical being. So it was like with my human eyes like this. It was not closed eyes in meditation. So when it is in physical like that, it means that the frequency is so close to physicality that the physical body reacts even more strongly. Because when we work in the quantum, and my students in Iria know that very well, we do a lot of quantum journeys, quantum travel, cosmic surgeries, and we can feel it in our body very strongly. We feel so many things already happening, which is why we know it's true, right? Because it is happening to our physical body through our consciousness. But that was very different, right? It's less like all of that we do is non-physical. It is through consciousness. That having them, like having dragons fly above like my house here, like we would have the vast majority of humans dying of heart attacks or like having psychotic episodes, because it's not something that we see. It's something out of a movie. So this is the biggest difference. Some questions don't relate to this curriculum, so I will pass them. But thank you very much for watching today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, you can catch the replay on my YouTube channel as well as Spotify, and I have a lot of transmissions out there. So next week, I will also be going live at the same time. But after that, I will take a break as I'm going to Bali, and I'm going to Bali to facilitate a retreat there, a channeling retreat of 1 week. And also to connect with the land, because there is a lot of powerful energy in Bali. So I'm going to receive more downloads that I will therefore share with everyone. So I will go on spontaneous lives on YouTube and Instagram when I'm in Bali. But I don't give any specific date, because it will really depend on the frequency that I'm receiving and how much I need to embody it and when I feel the right time is coming to share that. So thank you very much for joining today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.